Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. In this installment of our series of interviews with Wisconsin candidates for governor, we talk with Green Party candidate Michael White. He's running against Libertarian Phil Anderson, Wisconsin Party candidate Arnie Enns, Democrat Tony Evers, Independent candidate Maggie Turnbull, and Republican incumbent Scott Walker. What is the top issue that you want the next governor to focus on? What questions do you have for Dr. Michael White? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Ideas@WPR.org is our email address. You can also reach us on Twitter. Look for @WPRMornings. Dr. Michael White is the Green Party candidate for governor of Wisconsin and a dermatologist. Dr. White, welcome to the morning show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Why do you want to be governor of Wisconsin?
Well, the number one issue is, for me, climate change and the ongoing environmental disaster that we face in Wisconsin, nationally, and across the planet. To put it in very simple terms, our lifeboat is sinking, and we're spending a lot of time arguing about who's in control as opposed to bailing water and solving the problems that are there. That's the number one issue. The second issue for me is that our politics have become unbelievably hateful and partisan, and it's time to change the dialogue so it's not just between two parties that hate one another and are more focused on winning than they are on solving the problems.
Well, let's look at a priority of yours, protecting our children's future. What do you mean by that?
Well, the overwhelming existential threat is environmental destruction and climate change, and it needs to be addressed at every level, beginning at the local level, the state level, and nationally. So there's evidence that ocean life is dying in huge numbers. There's evidence, I'm a beekeeper, bees are dying. There's evidence that we're seeing massive species die-off. The species that pollinate our food are in danger. Our food supply is in danger. Our water is in danger. So these are things that are not going to be solved quickly, but they're not solved by ignoring them. So that's my number one issue, but it's certainly not the only one.
What environmental challenges do you see specifically in Wisconsin that you would want to address if elected as governor?
Well, starting with Wisconsin, I think there are serious issues with lead in our water system. For example, in Milwaukee, there are issues of heavy metals showing up in our groundwater. There are issues related to massive pig farms and other sources of potential solution that are not being carefully regulated. There is evidence that the current administration prefers support to business over protecting the environment, Foxconn being one example. And so the first thing that I would do as governor is I would put science back in the DNR, and I would have government agents start to assess what the threats are and what are our most immediate priorities. The next thing I would do is make that transparent so that the people are aware of what the problems are, and then we begin to prioritize how we address them.
You mentioned the DNR. What other changes would you make to the DNR if elected governor? Walk us through them.
Well, I hate it when people ask really good questions that I haven't thought well enough in detail. So I think that the first thing I would do is focus on doing an assessment of what the priorities are across the state. Are they mining issues? Are they water pollution issues? Are they protecting our wetlands? Are they protecting natural resources? The truth is that I don't think we know, and the first thing to do is assess what the state is, the state of the state, if you will, and get politics out of it entirely. So it's not about political party versus another party. It's what the science says.
What is the Green New Deal?
Well, that was a phrase that was coined by Jill Stein. She's not the first one to say it. But the Green New Deal is a recognition that we have to protect jobs, we have to protect the economies of the people in the state, and I believe that as we transition to a sustainable economy, for example, an economy that's not as dependent upon fossil fuels, that's not as dependent upon coal, that is using other sources of energy, that there are opportunities there for job creation, for business creation. Another example is that the current parties, by and large, are ignoring the disenfranchised and the poorest members of society, and the Green New Deal would find a way to address that. it's a phrase that I didn't coin, but I think there's some important principles behind it. We need an inclusive society as opposed to my side versus your side. So I think that's about as specific as I can get at the moment.
Dr. Michael White is the Green Party candidate for governor of Wisconsin. What's the top issue you want the next governor to focus on? What questions do you have for Dr. White? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Dr. White, we know that health care is on the minds of Wisconsinites. If elected, what would you change, given the current state of health care in the Badger State?
I am really glad you asked that question. So I am a dermatologist. I practice taking care of patients every day. And the first thing that I would do is address the issues of drug costs. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples. There is a cheap topical steroid. Well, it used to be cheap. That cost our pharmacy $9 in change of September of 2014. That's what it cost the pharmacy to buy a tube. 3 months later, the cost was $175, simply because the drug company could raise prices. The biologics that you see advertised on television for psoriasis, they're all wonderful drugs. I have seen them change people's lives. But the average cost of those medicines is 50% more than the median income in the part of the state that I live. So drug costs that are out of control, drug companies that can charge whatever they want, the Medicaid and Medicare and insurance plans having no ability to basically control those price, I think are things that can be worked on. I would work to make sure that we extend Badger Care as much as possible, that we make sure that some form of affordable health care is available to everybody in the state, that we don't have an unacceptably high number of people with no insurance. We also can't have our insurance programs bankrupting the companies. So these won't be easy solutions, but the current system is not working when we have huge numbers of people that can't even afford basic medicine. So I would start with drug costs. I would work with the state government. I would then offer to work with other state governments and explore the nonprofit drug consortiums that are being created between state governments and healthcare organizations. Don't misunderstand me. I love the research that the drug companies do because they advance the quality of our healthcare. But some of those drugs are so pricey that they're only available to a few, and the people that need them can't get them, especially when they hit 65.
What about rural health care? We hear a lot about how difficult it is to find health care in rural Wisconsin. What would you do when it comes to rural health care?
Well, I think that we have issues with our small hospitals and our small clinics closing throughout rural Wisconsin. I live 15 miles from the nearest stoplight. I live out in the country, so I hear from my neighbors about what those issues are. And I think the first thing to do is make sure we provide the level of support for the rural hospitals and the rural clinics to make sure they're adequately supported. We also need to address health care for the inner city where it is often not available, like grocery stores are not available, et cetera. We need to address the First Peoples, our Native Americans, that don't have adequate access to health care. And so I think the governor has a limited ability to make things happen. She or he must lead and must put the issues out in front of the state legislatures, the other bodies that can make change, so that they are pressured to do something about it. There's, I think, relatively little that the governor can do by writing executive orders. The main ability there is to make the issue public, to put it on the table, and to hold accountable our assembly and our state senate.
A Green Party candidate, Michael White, stays with us, and we want to hear from you. What's the top issue you think the next governor needs to deal with? 800-642-1234. I'm John Munson. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. In this installment of our series of interviews with Wisconsin candidates for governor, we're talking with Dr. Michael White, the Green Party candidate. He's running against Libertarian Phil Anderson, Wisconsin Party candidate Arne Enns, Democrat Tony Evers, Independent candidate Maggie Turnbull, and Republican incumbent Scott Walker. What's the top issue you want the next governor to deal with? What questions do you have for Dr. Michael White? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Dr. White, we have a caller who wants to join it and our conversation. She has a question for you. Jackie is with us in Baraboo. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
I am, okay, wonderful. I am concerned about DACA. We have thousands of young people across the state of Wisconsin who want to get a driver's license, who want to get a job and pay taxes, who want to go to college to better their lives. What can we do to help these people realize the American dream?
Dr. White?
So I think her question is an excellent one. I think that DACA needs to be addressed. We've been pushing it down the road without paying attention to people that have lived here, in some cases, virtually their entire lives and have contributed to our society and are already paying taxes. Some of them have gone so far as to join the military, and I understand now we're kicking them out of the military. I served in the military, and for immigrants, people in the Philippines were able to join the military as non-U.S. citizens, and it was a path to the American dream. So I think that we owe it to these people to find a way to get them permanent status and citizenship. I honestly don't know the mechanics that a state can do, but I would support with other states and with our legislatures pushing back against the hate that is rising in this country, and it's directed against immigrants. Immigrants are what built this country, and immigrants are the future of pulling us together and getting away from the partisanship. So I would support doing something about DACA, protecting those people, letting them pay taxes, letting them go to school, getting them health care, letting them become productive members of our society. It's a good question.
Jackie, thanks for your question. I'd like to turn to education. Funding education has been a huge issue in Wisconsin for years. What are your ideas about how we fund education in Wisconsin?
Another excellent question. I think the devil's in the details. I would argue that we have a problem that we fund education primarily through property tax, and rich districts have more money to spend and more support for their basic students and for their basic systems than poor districts. There are state programs and federal programs designed to provide additional aid, but it's not clear to me that those are working. And so the first place I would look is to see, can those state programs be improved, assisted? Can we funnel more money into them? The next thing is the issue of vouchers and charter schools. I think vouchers are a mistake because vouchers allow people that have mobility and choice to move out of any school district to go to any other school district that they want to or to go to a private school. The very people that need the schools the most are the ones that are left behind in a school district that is struggling. So I think our public schools are the road to bringing us together and improving the overall health and welfare of the whole society, and those need to be supported and improved, and we need to do everything we can to do that. That's going to need money, and that money's got to come from somewhere, and that needs a public discussion.
Let's turn to higher education. If elected, do you envision any changes there?
I'm not sure, in all honesty, because I haven't looked enough at that issue closely. I do believe, from what I've been hearing from administrators at our public universities and colleges, that some programs have been well-funded and others have not, that our funding has been stagnant, that the cost of education, more importantly, the cost of the loans for the students, is an impediment to people getting high education. That's part of the Green New Deal that Jill Stein was talking about, is addressing the cost of education, finding a way to change the way it's funded, to forgive loans in many cases, or at least make them affordable so that people can pay them off. People should not own the equivalent of a house before they get their first job.
According to an audit of the State Department of Transportation in 2017, about a third of Wisconsin state highways were in fair, poor, or worse condition than in 2015. And a report from transportation research group TRIP, released a month ago, showed that half of major locally and state-maintained roads and highways in the state rate as poor or mediocre. What do you see as solutions to repairing and investing in Wisconsin's roads?
So I drive over some of those roads every day. Like I said, I drive 15 miles to the nearest traffic light. So I know what those roads are like. La Crosse County, which is where I live, just sent out a flyer to the entire county about an advisory referendum. And the choices available to us in La Crosse County boil down to three that they're offering. One is that we raise the cost of license fees for trucks and cars and use those added revenues to pay for the roads. Another one is that we put a new tax out. We tax all the visitors coming in and using our roads, those nasty visitors, and we charge more taxes to the businesses that are driven off tourism. And the third is that we borrow money. We kick the can down the road. I think that if we look at those as mutually exclusive, none of them are good choices. We're going to have to allocate more money for roads and transportation and bridges and railroads, and we're going to have to get that money somehow. I think the answer is going to be a combination of perhaps an increase in vehicle tax, perhaps an increase in what they call the resort tax, and maybe borrowing some money. But we need to do it in a way that's transparent, and we get the populace to weigh in on these are our choices, give us your input, and then the state legislature needs to put the interests of the people ahead of the interests of corporate America and start taking care of our infrastructure.
Are you open to tolling?
Yes.
Are there solutions outside those that we've discussed?
I think there are. I think that we've missed the boat on rapid transit when it was available. We had a light rail system that Governor Walker vetoed that would have provided considerably more jobs than Foxconn and would have provided considerable income stream long term and would have taken some of the traffic off the roads. So I think in those places where light rail and other mass transit is possible, we should investigate that as well. I think that there may be new ways to fund the roads that we haven't thought about. I would support legalization of cannabis, for example. And legalization of cannabis would provide an opportunity of another revenue stream that could be directed first to education and secondly to roads. I think we're going to need to raise more money, but we can't afford to drive our businesses into bankruptcy.
Let's take a quick call from Tina, who joins us from Watertown. Tina, hello.
Good morning. I love this Green Party candidate. I wish the Green Party had more visibility and money to get this message out on every issue. He checks all the boxes of common sense government reforms that we so desperately need. My question is about the openness and transparency of government that has not occurred for the last 8 years and the effect of Citizens United. What would you do to help people instead of companies have more power with their donations? Because now we have a flood of dark money donations. Second question is, has the Green Party and the Libertarian Party candidate ever considered doing what this woman in a third party in Arizona did in the Senate race, which is, and I hate to say this, but drop out of the race, throw your support behind Tony Evers so we can once and for all get rid of this corrupt government. That
all right, Tina, we're running out of time. We get it. Dr. White?
Well, there's a lot of loaded questions there that I love. First of all, people, planet, and principle before profit. I would work to get all corporate money out of pocket, out of politics. Your vote should count a lot more than any corporation's. Transparency is number one. I want to compliment the Wisconsin Election Commission as the result of the recount, which Jill Stein asked for and which thousands of people across the country paid for. The Wisconsin Election Commission is changing our election so that this November, 5% of all of the ballots of the precincts will be hand-counted as a risk-limiting audit before the votes are certified. That's an effort to improve the integrity of our election, the transparency of our election, and I want to state that it happened because of Jill Stein, not because of the Democrats or the Republicans. Have I considered dropping out? No. We don't have enough time to talk about it, but I would love to talk about it in detail.
Is Wisconsin ready to elect a governor from outside of one of the two major parties?
Oh, heck no. They're not ready at all. And that's the problem that we have right now is our two parties are becoming so polarized. It's all about winning, and it's not about doing the right thing. Robert Kagan, a prominent neoconservative, wrote in 2016 that we are in danger that the people in a democracy, excited, angry, and unconstrained, might run roughshod over even the institutions created to preserve their freedoms. If you look at all of the polls, we're getting more and more polarized. So people would argue we take money away, we take votes away from the Democrats. That's not true. We bring new votes in, and we bring a more moderate voice in, because the two sides are getting so busy beating themselves about the head, beating each other up. They're more focused on winning than they are on taking care of the people. As a Green governor, I could work with Democrats and Republicans and Independents and the Libertarians in a civil way.
All right, Dr. White, the Green Party candidate for governor of Wisconsin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, John.
Visit WisconsinVote.org to hear all of our candidate interviews. Wisconsin Public Radio invited every statewide candidate and everyone running for Congress to talk with us here on the Ideas Network. It's the Morning Show. I'm John Munson.